All right, so season 4, we have started. So first of all, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. It is your friendly Apex Alpha, and this is the Alpha Grind. Once again, I appreciate you for listening. I appreciate you for being on this seasoning. And once again, please share with friends, family, enemies, everyone. My goal is to change the world one person at a time, and I can only do that with your help. So, fun fact that I came across the other day, it was saying that the music that we listen to in our teenage years would be the music that we listen to, you know, as we get older. Like, we will resort back to that music. And I find that funny because I'm always listening to either, like, 80s music, metal, like old versions of like Lil Wayne, Eminem, Ice Cube, and things like that. And I found it was just crazy how I listen to that music more than I listen to today's age music. So it's just a fun fact to think on and everything. But for today's topic of discussion, it's going to be changing the method, but keeping the message. So what that basically means is that sometimes you have to get a different angle on a subject or topic in order to get it across or to get the point across to whomever you may be trying to get the point across to. So for instance, when it comes to like my daughters, and when it comes to raising a kid, there's different ways to tell a kid something, because no child is the same, even if they're brother, sister, cousin, friends, whatever. No child is the same, so you have to go about things differently. Like, some kids you have to yell at in order to get a point across, and I don't suggest it, but sometimes you have to do what you got to do. Some kids you can just sit down and talk to. Some kids you have to show things. And it's all about changing the method, but keeping the same message. So the same thing goes for like faith. So me, for instance, I'm not going to lie. When it comes to like reading the Bible, I can't get very far without getting sleepy. And that's just how I am. I've always been like a graphic, hands-on type of learner. So when I was in this one church, one of my pastors, they had found me a comic book Bible. And when they found me that comic book Bible, I was able to like blow through way more, understand way more chapters than I had understood before. So the method changed, but the message stayed the same. So sometimes that different perspective is very, very, very important. And this can be brought into a lot of different aspects inside of life. It's just you have to be one, open-minded enough to figure out what or when more so you have to change perspectives. Like, it comes across, it happens also to me when it comes to my training. Like, I could have a client that, you know, wants to undergo the hard and super difficult training and they love it, while I have another client that wants to go, you know, more soft-hearted training, where it's, you know, not as intense, but, you know, still effective and things like that. And it's all about the ability to transition and adapt. And that's what makes people, you know, good trainers and just even good mentors and leaders, is the ability to adapt, but keep the message the same. While changing up the method, sometimes you got to switch it up. Teachers do it all the time. Teachers definitely do it all the time. Like, when kids don't, like, I'm not a very good long-term audible learner. Like, I can't listen to something for a very long amount of time, especially if it's monotone. So, like, monotone people, I'm not going to lie, they put me to sleep. So people like Eric Thomas, where his volume's going up and down and things like that, it constantly keep my interest. Like, I could listen to his podcast for hours on end. So that's why another reason, like one of my mentors, I try not to be monotone, because I know that monotone, it could definitely be boring and put you to sleep. And that's not what we want. We want the message to come across clear, and we want the message to come across effective. That's all that matters, clearness and effectiveness and swiftness. So sometimes also ask, like, you know, is this working for you? And ask yourself that same thing, like, can I do this a different way for me to understand this better? This comes to school, this comes with like cooking, this comes with your goals. There's always more than one way to skin a cat. And so that's going to be the main topic for today, is, you know, changing the method, but keeping the message. And actually, that's going to be our mantra for today, too, because when we grill something into our head, that's the whole purpose for the mantras. The mantras is for us to recite powerful sayings that can help us attract the things that we want inside of the world. So today's mantra is change. We're going to say this 3 times now. All right. If you're new to the whole Alphagram, we usually have a mantra with every single podcast. So this is today's mantra. Here we go. It's going to go changing the method, but keeping the message. I'll say that 2 more times. Changing the method, but keeping the message. And this, once again, it goes across all different platforms of life. And today's quote, it comes from Anna Freud. It says, I was always looking outside myself for strength and confidence, but it comes from within. It is there all of the time. So just to give piggyback off of it a little bit, you have to be confident in yourself and in your knowledge. And knowledge is what really makes you confident. And knowledge is just knowing history. And wisdom is using knowledge for the future, if you all understand it. I'm gonna revise a little bit, because that can kind of confuse a few people. So basically, when you learn knowledge, like, there's a saying that goes, knowledge is power. But what's true is the application of knowledge creates wisdom. So knowledge is power, yes. But if you don't use that knowledge, then you're powerless. So the application of knowledge is wisdom. And if you have wisdom, then you are powerful, because wisdom gives you the ability to go forward and make more intelligent decisions and keeping a positive message and knowing how to deliver messages. All right. So for today's question, I'll also do a question at the end of each podcast. Something for you to reflect on. And today's question is basically, what can you switch up your method? Where can you switch up your method and have it be more effective for yourself? All right. And then also, since this is the first podcast for season number 4, you definitely had to listen all the way through. Today's key word is tree. All right. T-R-E-E. Okay. So what this means, this keyword right here, what you have to do in order to get something for free from me, it could be anything from $100 to lunch to some supplements to either help you gain weight, lose weight, build strength, all this type of stuff. Free workout training session. It's a lot of different stuff. I always get stuff given away to me, so I give stuff away to other people. So with that being said, today's keyword is tree. Now, when you hear this, now it's going to be first come, first serve. So when you hear this, what you have to do on some form of social media, you have to tag me and you have to put the Alphagram keyword tree. Okay. So is tag me in whatever social media form I have, which I have a lot of them. Then you're going to put the words, the Alphagram's keyword, and just put today is tree, T-R-E-E. And that'll put you in the running for the free giveaway. So this time is going to be first come, first serve. And I'll do the 10th person to do it. Okay. So, Once again, this is the Alpha Grind. I appreciate you for listening. Please share with friends, family, enemies, anybody that you feel could use a boost of morale or just some guidance. I would really appreciate it, because you all know my goal is to change the world one person at a time, and I can only do that with you all's help. So love you. I wish you all greatness, and this is the Alpha Grind. Stay tuned for more. Yo, this is the Alpha Grind. Just for listening, you done leveled up. Stay tuned.